ABC News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House Rules Committee has voted 7-6 to advance a bill dealing with the federal debt ceiling to the full House, two Republicans joining Democrats to oppose. The full House expected to vote Wednesday. Sagar Magani reports House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is working furiously to sell fellow Republicans.
Some Republicans, like Oklahoma's Tom Cole, say the bill does the job by avoiding a debt default.
And we will achieve real reductions in spending while doing so.
But the hard right House Freedom Caucus and Chairman Scott Perry say there aren't nearly enough.
And we will do everything in our power to stop it.
With some conservatives warning of potentially trying to oust McCarthy.
I'm not sure what everybody wanted. We couldn't get everything we wanted.
He needs two-thirds of Republicans to approve the bill here at the White House.
This compromise agreement is reasonable for both sides.
Budget Chief Shalonda Young says the discussion now should be about getting the bill to President Biden, not about which party won.
The American people came out ahead.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A rare drone attack jolted Moscow early Tuesday. Residential buildings there struck for the first time in the war against Ukraine. Mark Kansian at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Moscow is vulnerable to drones.
Russian air defenses, particularly around Moscow, are oriented on a different kind of threat. You know, they are oriented on missiles, ballistic missiles, regional missiles, aircraft, bombers, but not short-range drones.
The U.S. is preparing another military aid package for Ukraine to include additional munitions for drones. North Korea says its attempt to put the country's first spy satellite into orbit has failed. And Nevada's Republican Governor Joe Lombardo has signed into law a bill enshrining existing protections for out-of-state abortion patients and in-state providers. This is AP News. A California overtime law could threaten the use of goats to prevent wildfires. Ed Donahue explains.
The park supervisor in West Sacramento, Jason Popolo, uses hundreds of goats to munch on long blades of yellow grass in the city.
Essentially mow those down to reduce the fire risk.
But new state labor regulations in California are making it more expensive for goat grazing services like Tim Arrowsmith's company to operate.
If we cannot fix the current legislation, we will be forced to sell these goats to slaughter and to the auction yards, and we'll be forced out of business and probably file for bankruptcy.
Goat herders would be subject to the same labor laws as other farm workers.
Hundreds of millions of dollars has been spent on putting out fires. Very little has been spent on fire prevention.
The change is that goat grazing workers would be entitled to overtime. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.